Okay, I'll call the meeting back to order. Next case, please.
The next application is 11,693 Nancy Tankleton and Francois Weverty. Seek a variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence, section 115-185C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located in the southeast corner of Josephine Street and Fisher Street. The 911 address is 38386 Josephine Street, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 138. Specifically, they are seeking a 0.6-foot variance for the fence for the height around a swimming pool. We received no letters in support, 3 mail returns, and we did receive one letter in opposition, and it's that as a property owner of lots 26 and 27 on Fisher Street, they object to any change in the existing fence height size. The present existing fence height for our area has been acceptable for a considerable time. If you approve this variance request change, you will be setting a precedent that other property owners can ask for. If you approve this variance request change, for an owner can ask for even higher fence variance. They say you can you approved the fence height before, and now I would like to approve my height fence a little higher. So they're just making the argument if somebody else is going to ask. And they want to know where it stops. Larger and larger fence heights are not going to be an enhancement for this community. Therefore, they would like to keep the present fence height at the same, and they do object to any variance approval to change the existing height fence. And it's signed Mary Waters Langrell. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Francois Reverdy. I live at 38386 Josephine Street in Rehoboth.
Nancy Tankleton, same address. Do I have to say it again?
No. Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
It may be too much, the truth. No, I'm kidding.
And this is a copy of what you provided to the board already as for your answers to the standards in case you needed this.
Oh, we have it.
Okay. You can take it with you, or and Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder, you may recall that the applicants were before us over the summer for pool.
Right. Yes, indeed. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for seeing us, and thank you, Ms. Cornwell, for sticking us into this tonight, because I know that it would have been a lot further out into the springtime. And thank you for the accepting the various requests back in October. We're here on October the 5th. After we got the verbal okay at the hearing, I started to go back to our next phase of designing the project, and I started to look into what kind of fencing do we need to put in there, and then couldn't really understand clearly what I was reading on the internet. So I came back to see Ms. Cornwell. I said, I'm a little bit confused. Tell me, what is the variance? What is the height minimum? And I said, well, it's 3.5 feet along the street and 7 feet along the internal perimeter borders with other lots. And then we all just thought, geez, I mean, but we have to put 4 feet there because we have the pool, which is encroaching on that 15-foot setback where the 3.5 foot is mandatory. So we got ourselves into a catch-22. We can't go higher than 3.5 feet, but for safety, we have to go 4 feet. So what do we do? So we're back here asking, it's very simple, asking if we can get an extra 6 inches of fencing for the fence on this, along the Josephine Street.
Just on that one side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just heard that you got an opposition. To me, lot 26, there's a lot number 26, which is immediately adjacent to ours. But I don't recognize the name of the owner. And that lot 26 is actually has nothing to do with a 3.5 or 4 foot. I mean, along the lot 26, we plan to go strictly by what the book says. And Ms. Cornwell told me you can go up to 7 feet.
My guess is the legal ad does not state the height of the fence, so they could have just guessed that they were asking for a fence height over 7 feet.
Right.
And in this case, it's a 6 foot.
6 inches.
6 inches. Sorry, 6 inches,
yeah.
Into the front yard setback.
Oh, okay.
So the opposition, just for the record, the opposition is adjacent to the allowable 7-foot fence.
Correct.
I would assume, because it says there's a lot 26.
26.
There's must only be only one lot 26.
On the survey, it says lot 26.
Yes.
Right. The only one on Josephine Street just has 6 inches on that one side of the wall.
Right.
Now, that's also 40 feet back, right, from the front property sideline?
It has to be. It's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
40 feet.
Okay. And the lot is about 40 feet. So some of that 7-foot fence, it would appear, is also going to need a variance.
Anyway, we don't ask for a variance on that one. We just go by whatever the code says.
You see what I'm saying? From Josephine Street, they've got to go back
40
feet?
Josephine Street has a 15-foot front yard setback.
Okay.
Because it is the side.
But
so
the ordinance calls for 40 feet back, doesn't it?
The ordinance says you have to follow your front yard setback, and so in this case, it would be the 15 feet. So anything along the property line has to be 3.5, but once you get past your front yard setback, in this case, beyond Josephine Street, they can go up to that 7 feet.
I thought that Josephine Street is considered a front.
It is, but it has a 15-foot, it's not a 40-foot front setback.
I understand that. But the fence ordinance calls for the 3.5 feet to be 40 feet back
from the property line, correct?
No, it calls for it has to comply with the setbacks. So in this case, that setback is only 15
feet. And we've
feet.
Been hearing cases wrong in the past because from the front feet. From a front yard setback, you have to you have to be 3.5 feet from 40 feet of the front property line.
First right. Street, if it's a numbered street, it's got to be 40 feet setback, 3.5 feet. Then you can go up 7 feet all the way around the property, then drop down again to 3.5.
Back to 40 feet up from the front yard.
Right.
Set, property
in
line.
In a subdivision, it's 30 feet.
Right.
Okay. By the way, I'm not sure that it makes any difference, but the front of our house is on Fisher, is not on Josephine.
It doesn't.
Okay.
This is kind of a technical thing, simply because you have two fronts.
Right.
So what I want to make sure we get clear is that part of your 7-foot fence on the on the back side,
adjacent to lot 28,
the pool side may need additional variance.
The section of code, any fence or wall for residential use not more than 3.5 feet in height may project into or enclose any required front or side yard to a depth from the street that is equal to the depth of the front yard.
That's correct.
So it does not say 40 feet. It just says from the front yard. So it would be from the front yard setback. So in this instance, it would be 15 feet.
Yes, I see it working.
And that's what the front yard is, 15 feet?
The 15 feet along Josephine.
Okay. I thought it was always 40 feet, but it would be.
Huh? If it has a 40-foot setback. Oh. Okay.
Right.
If it has a 30, it would
have to be a 30. If it's 15, you have to be 15.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, they were supposed to make it, but maybe we always went by the 40.
They established
the
40.
Yeah.
I think we just had
Yeah.
Yeah.
Typically, so most places, you're going to find a 40 because it's a typical 40-foot front yard setback. In this case, that side of the road is a 15-foot, so their first 15 feet, it's...
Even though it's a front.
Even though it's a front.
Okay.
It's basically a corner setback.
Yeah.
So that'd be 3.5.
Correct. And they're asking for 4 foot.
They're asking for 4 foot. Okay.
They're asking along that for a 4 foot tall fence.
4 foot tall along Josephine Street and for that first 15 feet going back. And then they were planning on taking it up to 7 feet, if I'm not mistaken.
If you tell me the code says 6 feet, we'll go to 6 feet, whatever. I was so confused by what I was reading that I said that, and obviously it's confusing to you. If it's confusing for you, I certainly wasn't. I made the right call to come here and ask.
You're in good shape. We're just trying to do it for ourselves.
And the other thing is they need a 4 foot tall fence to have a pool.
Right. So it's a catch 22. So we're not asking to put a 6-foot fence for privacy or whatnot. We're just trying to be able to comply with the safety regulation, no more, no less. And we're not. For that fence, basically, will be visually, I wouldn't say disappearing, but it will be very much impacted by greenery that will be all around it. So whether the fence is 3.5 feet or 4 feet, nobody actually will know. quite frankly. So if we go through the list of mandatory questions for, well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you want to, I've answered all the questions. Unique circumstance, okay, so it's the 3.5 versus 4 feet, which is discussed. Is there an exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions? Well, we cannot build a pool if we don't have the 4 feet. Possibility of development with a variance, we cannot build a pool, basically. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the pool, of the property? Well, if we want to, if putting building pools is reasonable, then yes, we need a variance. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? Well, it's the code. I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. Will they alter the essential character of the neighborhood? I mean, as I said, you won't even know if it's a 4-foot or 3.5-foot fence.
What I find very interesting is the fact that somebody would be upset about this. I'm not taking it personally. And behind, right behind our property, is a house. When we
a
built
huge
our
monstrosity
house,
being built right now. So
wait a minute, I'm talking. That it was like, you know, our house was made to fit in the community, and then sorry, but sometimes we have to do this. Yeah. Anyway. But this house behind us is like, we just moved from Houston, and it looks like a typical Houston McMansion. And it fits not at all in the neighborhood.
It's like there would be the eyesore. So, yeah, where we spent all this effort to just make sure that our house would be
and like here, is that in the neighborhood. Zoning? Is that in the zoning code?
No, no, no. It's not. It's the wrong. It's the wrong.
Nancy,
it's
the wrong. The guy. Okay, don't worry. Anyway, but I'm just saying.
No, you don't want to go there. You don't want to stay where you are.
Pardon me?
You don't want to go there. You just want to stay
where you are. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, we'll start out. We'll see if there's any questions. We'll start with you, Mr. Wickard.
No questions.
Mr. Workman, question. Mr. Miller?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Trump?
Yes. Just so that we have it in the record, if I recall at our previous hearing, Ms. Tankelson, you had indicated that you suffered from a disability required for exercise at the pool and had to be of a certain length, and that it was placed in the proposed location due to kind of the uniqueness of the property and the location of some geothermal wells. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the height of the fence is simply so that you can meet the requirements of the code in order to put that pool in there.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's almost a continuation of the request from the last meeting.
Absolutely. In fact, if we had known better, if I had been better educated, had done more homework before, we would have put that in the first request. But we just didn't know.
We
discovered that afterwards.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11-693 for the following reasons. They've addressed the criteria for a variance. Uniqueness of the situation is the pool location, and that's stated that they need that the adjustment on the fence because of the pool location, and also the fact that the pool needed to be located in that location where it is now, and you need that 4-foot fence around there instead of the 3.5. So that's your adjustment. Okay, and the variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. And the exceptional practical difficulty certainly hasn't been created by you that you need the 4-foot, you only had 3. Okay, so you went up, 3.5, you went up to 4. And a variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,693. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Ricker?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated, by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,693 is approved.
Thank you very much.
We'll miss you, bud.
Good luck.